Let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to an Old Testament passage of Scripture this evening. Not going to deal a long time in the message tonight, but Psalms chapter 23. When I say Psalms 23, probably every one of you in your heart and mind know this passage of Scripture. It's used in troubling times in life when maybe you're at a funeral and a preacher is standing to preach us the words that he gives over a family who is grieving and hurting and needs comfort. And maybe you are walking through some valleys in your own life and you open the Word of God to this. Of all the Psalms and all of the that David wrote, probably none are remembered like this Psalm. Because out of the overflow of his life, of his experiences as a young man, as a young king, as a king later on in life, all the way to the end of his life, to the day that he walked out of this life into the presence of God, David realized the reality of this one passage of Scripture. So I want you to turn there, and I want to look only at the first two verses, and I want to just glean some thoughts out of this for the next few moments. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Now, we could go on with the rest of this chapter, but I'm not going to do that tonight because I want to stop right there. And I want us to look specifically at those two verses for just a few moments. You know, there are a lot of people who, whenever it comes to the issues of life, they have some things to say like, well, you know, God does not care for me. God isn't concerned about what's going on in my life. And it really is sad and tragic how sin has disrupted you and me whenever it comes to seeing and viewing God properly. You know, it's not that you don't see God, but we see God improperly and we misunderstand Him and misunderstand His ways. And so we get all sorts of distorted views and distorted thoughts whenever it comes to the nature of God. And sadly, there are some people who really believe that, you know, all God is out to do, He's out to punish me. And, you know, if I just make a boo-boo, if I just, you know, mess up here or there, then they really believe that God is just simply out to punish Him. But in this one passage of Scripture, these two verses of Scripture, there is probably no more comforting verses in all of the Bible than especially the first two verses in this passage of Scripture. Because in that very first verse, David says these words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Do you realize that it was the norm among biblical shepherds that they knew everything about their sheep? You know, whenever a shepherd would take his sheep from one place to another, he lived around his sheep. He lived among his sheep. He knew his sheep. In reality, he had the smell of sheep on him about all of the time. Why? Because it was his nature to live and to be among his sheep. You know, whenever you look at this passage of Scripture, you know, you quickly observe a few things. One, it was not the sheep's responsibility to go find food for itself. It was not the sheep's responsibility to go find water for itself or to take itself from one area to another to find any type of pasture. And when David says that, here's what he basically reminds you and me of. Our life is really not our responsibility. When you understand that biblical truth, it is amazing how calm your life will become. In other words, it's not your responsibility to find a job. It's not your responsibility to find a mate. It's not your responsibility. You say, well, if it's not mine, whose is it? Yours is to cooperate with God in the process. You know, when I go back and I look at my life and I think about the things that God has brought into my life, I would have had no idea to know where to go to find a wife for me. I thought I was coming to Cumberland College and I was going to get my BA degree. And I did do that. But you know, I went out to a small church and I didn't realize that I was going to get my husband degree too, that God had for me my wife there. Why? Because do you realize that in the very nature of God, in the very personage of God, He assumes the full responsibility to be your shepherd. What that means is this, you don't have to try to figure out your life. It is amazing how many people try to map their life out and try to figure out where their life is going to go. And, you know, they have short-range goals and long-range goals and medium-range goals. And here's what I'm going to do by this time next year. That really is not the responsibility of us as sheep. You know, the Lord God reminds you that He is the shepherd. He assumes the responsibility for your life. Why? Because He knows that we don't know. Now, I don't want to insult any one of our integrity, none of us, myself either. But do you realize that a sheep is absolutely the dumbest animal in the animal kingdom? It really is. It honestly is. In other words, if you look up the word dumb, that's because they don't know where to go. That is the way God has created them, and it's a good picture of where you and I are. You and I honestly don't know what's best. Sometimes we want to act like it. We want to tell our children what to do, but in our own mind, you know, we question, you know, have I given good advice and wise advice? And you see, God makes it His business. And so if God assumes the responsibilities for your life, let me ask you a question. Why should you not relax? Why should you not relax when the sovereign God of all the universe says, like David said, the Lord is my shepherd? What do the sheep have to do? Well, the sheep just really have a very significant small thing to do, but they must do it, and it is simply to follow the shepherd. You know, you follow the shepherd, and he takes you to the pasture. He takes you to the water. He provides the food. That's all really the sheep responsibility is to do. And when you stop and realize that, you know, that's your responsibility is simply to listen and to follow the shepherd. I guess one good example goes sort of like this. Have you ever had somebody give you directions and it goes like this? Well, you go out of town about 5 miles and you turn at that hickory tree. And when you get to that hickory tree, you bear left. And as you bear left at that hickory tree, you'll go about 200 yards and you'll see a little outbuilding. And you turn this way, turn right again to that little outbuilding. And, you know, you go about 2 more miles and you'll see a big log on the left-hand side of the road. Now, I don't know if you've ever received instructions like that, but I have, and sometimes down through the years, I've had people to tell me, now, you can't miss where I live. I always hate it when somebody says, you cannot miss where I live, because you know what I'm going to do? Just as sure as they say that, I'm going to miss where they live, and it never fails, I do. But here's the reality. You get that person who lives there and sit beside you, and you're driving along, you're just, you know, barely conscious of the road because you're fellowshipping with one another. I don't mean you don't have your eyes on the road, but you're enjoying fellowship. And he'll say, oh, bear right here. And you talk a little bit more, and he'll say, by the way, bear left right here. All of a sudden, you end up at their house. Why? Because you didn't have to have a map. You didn't have to have directions. You had the directions sitting right beside you in person form. And that's literally what our Father reminds us of. If you'll make it your business to wake up every morning before the Lord God and you report for duty and you say, Lord God, whatever you want, wherever you want, however you want today, my life is your business, you'll be amazed at how He will wind your life, weave your life, and you'll wonder, how did I get over here? Because all you did was follow the shepherd. And that's what it is. And it's amazing how relaxing life becomes when you do that. When you stop making plans for yourself and stop trying to make a roadmap and stop trying to guide your own life, it is a wonderful how radically easy life becomes. It's not saying you're lazy. It's not saying you're thoughtless. But here's the reality. There's a lot of things about life you can't know and I can't know. But here's what the Lord reminds us. I'll direct you. And then second of all, not only is the Lord our shepherd, but what's so wonderful is this. Listen to what he says. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Listen to the phrase again. What's the next word? Makes. Do you realize that verb has to do with authority and action, direction and blessing? In other words, what David was saying is this. The thought of a good shepherd giving things inferior to his sheep was the furthest thing from his mind. He didn't do it. He loved his sheep, cared for his sheep, and wanted the best for his sheep, wanted them to be healthy, so he would find the best pasture. He would guide them to the best water. He would guide them to the best land. Why? Because of his care and concern for his sheep. Listen to what the Lord reminds you and me of. The Bible makes it clear that our God is a good shepherd. So whatever area he directs in your life, you may not understand why you are where you are right now. I've had times in my life where I've honestly had to say, Lord, I have to confess, I don't know what you have in mind. I'm right here and I can't see. It's almost like it's pitch dark. But as long as I stayed there and was waiting and watching and careful, the next step became clear, the next step became clear, and I finally understood what God was doing. I'll give you an example. One time God took me to a church, the pastor was there, and didn't really understand why I was there, but the Lord made it clear just a short time after I was there as interim pastor. The pastor finally shared with me that he was dying of cancer. I would never have been there, but he asked me to come. And God used me to walk alongside a church that watched as their pastor would die of cancer. They would watch him become healthy to unhealthy. And as I walked with them, I thought, Lord, how did I get here? I watched as I saw them grieve and hurt and cry. And he, in essence, was a father to many of them because he had served that church longer than anybody else. But God has a way of putting you where he wants you to be so that you can be a blessing. And you see, in this one passage of Scripture, here's what God reminds you and me of. When you and I live a life trusting him, when you and I live a life that's obedient to him, you and I live a life that we report to duty. He said, I'll guide you into the best. I can't emphasize enough. God cannot give you second-rate stuff. It's so sad so many believers are living and tolerating the seconds and the fifths and the hundredths. But here's what God said and what David found out. He leads us to green pastures. He's the good shepherd. He makes your life his personal business. You are personally on the mind and the heart of God. And you see, whenever it comes to the life of David, David found that out, but here's the reality. When you live your life trusting him, when you live your life obeying him, when you live your life following him, there's something that happens in your life. And it's like all of a sudden your life just takes on a different meaning. You know why? You quit pushing and prodding and all of that, and you just leave it into the Lord, in the hands of the Lord. Whatever the Lord has for you, he'll open the doors. I'm not saying you be lazy or thoughtless or not use your mind, but here's the reality. For David to walk into the best of God's blessings, it meant that he had to be serious every day about his walk with God. And that's where a lot of believers miss it. They try to let mom be serious about her walk or dad be serious with his walk. But, you know, I'm just a kid. You may be a kid, but if you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you're very significant to him. You're not inferior to anybody. And you need to realize that the Father takes your life very seriously. And you see, David knew well of being a shepherd. He wouldn't have thought a thing about hurting his sheep. And that's the same with you and me. It violates God's nature, since he created you and gave you life, to do something to devastate you. You say, well, what about all those people that die and reject Jesus Christ and they live eternally in hell? Every one of them die being loved by God, but they violated his way into paradise. And so they have no recourse. But you see, the reality is since the Lord is my shepherd, why don't I follow him? If he's going to shepherd me, I have to respond to it. And then second of all, if he's going to lead me into green pastures, why would I fight against him? Some of you are fighting against God, but let me ask you this. Would you fight against somebody who wanted to hand you $1 million? Have you ever been in a fight with somebody who wanted to hand you money, and you about laid them out, and you say, how dare you try to offer me money? I mean, I will knock you out. Don't you dare do that to me. No, you say, Pastor, that's ridiculous, but here's what we do. We argue against the living God who cannot but want for you his absolute amazing and wonderful best. But here's the reality. Will I follow or will I falter? You see, here's the fact of every sheep. They will either follow or they will falter, one of the two. I don't know about you, but when I was a boy, there was a picture of supposedly Jesus, and he was reaching out to a little sheep. Do you remember that picture years ago? That sheep had wandered, and it was caught down over a cliff and looked like it was caught between some limbs or something like that, and had a picture of Jesus leaving the 99 and going after that one. But here's the reality. That sheep wandered away and almost died because of one thing. It didn't follow. And the reality is, in your life and my life, the issue is this. Will we follow or will we falter? Will we obey or will we disobey? Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for your word. And Father, I pray that tonight that you would draw whom you would this way. Father, I pray for that person whom you're dealing with. They're not allowing you to shepherd their life. They're not allowing you to lord their life. They're not allowing you to guide their life. They've basically put you as far away from their life as possible, and at the same time wanting your blessing. Oh, Father, pray that your hand would guide in this invitation. Is our prayer in Jesus we pray. Amen.